Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Hello, everybody. This is Marty Lurie. I'm joined by Chris Haft of MLB.com. We're at AT&T Park in the media lounge of the Bob Stevens Press Box as we bring you another great game in Giants history. Chris, we've got a good one tonight. It's the San Francisco Giants back in New York to take on the New York Yankees in the World Series 1962.
That's right, Marty, and we're going to hone in on Game 7 of that World Series, which was won, as everybody knows by now, by the New York Yankees, 1-0. And it's maybe may seem kind of odd that we're highlighting a Giants defeat in this series, but it was such a memorable game, such an exceptional game, that it's impossible to ignore.
All right, I love the game, and of course the World Series I remember so well. It rained and rained and rained. This World Series took 13 days to play. At the end of it, the Giants had a higher batting average, lower earned run average, more homers, triples and doubles than the Yankees, but as Chris said, it came down to a climatic Game 7 and a ninth inning, which really made it one of the more memorable games in Giants history. To set up Game 7, the Giants had to win Game 6. Billy Pierce, who was masterful that year, beat the Yankees 5-2 at Candlestick Park. He didn't lose a game all year at Candlestick. Now, we go to Game 7, and Chris, the Yankees load the bases early in the game, the middle of the game. Bill Skowron scores a run on a double play by Tony Kubek, and the Yankees put that one run on the board, but they tried to put more on the board in the eighth inning.
That's right, Marty, they loaded the bases, but Billy O'Dell, who won 19 games for the Giants that year, left-hander, came in and got a force out at the plate and an inning-ending double play to maintain the one-run margin.
All right, so now we're going to the ninth inning. Now, Ralph Terry is on the mound, folks. And in 1960, Ralph Terry was on the mound for the Yankees and gave up that home run to Bill Mazeroski, which won the World Series for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But because of the rain delay, no Jim Boughton, and Ralph Terry got the ball for the Yankees. Now, he's pitching complete game so far, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Giants are down by a run. The fans are just on their feet, excited. Matty Alou bunts for a base hit, hitting for Billy O'Dell. That brought up his brother, Felipe Alou, followed by Chuck Hiller. But Chris, they couldn't get the job done.
No, two more bunts, or I should say two more bunt attempts to try and get Matty Alou in scoring position didn't work. And that made a big difference, Marty, because what Willie Mays did when he came up to the plate.
All right, so now Chris sets it up. We've got Matty Alou on first base, two out, and the great Hall of Famer, number 24, Willie Mays, coming up. Ralph Terry on the hill, and Mays slices a ball down the right field line.
A pitch to Willie Mays. He swings and lines it down the right.
But because of all the rain, the ball stops. Roger Maris gets there. Mays tears into second base, and Alou stops at third because Maris got the ball quickly and fired the ball to the plate, and Alou had to stop at third base. And now this brought Ralph Houck out of the dugout to talk to Ralph Terry because he had Willie McCovey coming up, a left-hander, and he had Cepeda on deck. And Ralph Terry decided with Ralph Houck to pitch to the great number 44, Willie McCovey.
You know, it was kind of an interesting decision because Willie Mack had hit a home run, I believe, off Terry earlier in the series, and that day he had hit a long triple in the game. So he was one of the Giants' most effective hitters, obviously. And so it was a curious decision that Ralph Terry made, but he said a couple things afterward. He said, "A man rarely gets a second chance like I did," referring to that 1960 game where Mazeroski homered off him. And he also said to Houck, I guess, during their mound meeting, "I'd just as soon get it over with right here. Right now," when they were deciding over whether to walk Willie and pitch to Cepeda.
All right, so they pitch to McCovey. It's a second pitch. It's inside. McCovey adjusts his swing. He gets all of it. McCovey told me it's the hardest ball he ever hit in his life, but he hits it right to the left of Bobby Richardson, who catches it shoulder high for the third out to end the inning and end the World Series.
Here's the pitch to Willie. Here's a liner straight to Richardson. The ball game is over and the World Series is over.
And the Yankees win Game 7 1-0. But it turns out to be one of the classic franchise games for the Giants in Giants history. So it's included for us. And Chris, this is one I'll never forget. All right, that's another great game in Giants history. Join us again. Baseball, the tradition lives on. Coming up, Marty Lurie, Chris Haft, greatest games in Giants history.
dating back to 1914. Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
KNBR 680.